Ladies and gentlemen, earlier in the afternoon, NBC brought its listeners the first eyewitness account of an actual bombing of American territory. For the benefit of our defense workers and others who did not hear this account, the National Broadcasting Company now gives you a recording of the broadcast which originated from Manila. The commentators are Bert Sylan and Don Bell of NBC's Far Eastern staff.
Hello, NBC. This is Bert Sylan speaking from Manila, and this time I've got a real scoop for you. Manila has just been bombed. In fact, right now it is being bombed. As I told you a few moments ago, the all-clear signal had sounded, and then, without warning, Japanese bombers started bombing Fort William McKinley, Nichols Airfield, and the RCA transmitting station. The first we knew of it, we heard the terrible detonations, and then saw the huge blaze of incendiary bombs coming out of William McKinley and Nichols Field. We then saw the real fireworks display of blood-red anti-aircraft tracer bullets going after those Japanese bombers, and we don't know yet what has happened out there. We're trying to locate the exact place of the tremendous fire that is raging and turning the sky absolutely crimson. To see if the air raid siren is still sounding. If it is, we're going to let you hear it for a while, and then I'm going to turn you over to Don Bell, who is upstairs out on the sidewalk looking at this fire and at this bombing, and he's going to give you his eyewitness description of the bombing that is now going on. This is the first bombing of Manila, and I will say it is big. It is uncanny the way those Japanese have picked out military objectives, and bang, right on the nose, they hit it. And now I'm going to see if Don Bell is up there on the other microphone. If he is, take it away, Don. Come on, Don, if you're around that microphone, come in on that microphone that's put up there outside of this dugout so we can get a description of what's going on up above. Are you up there, Don? Come on in, Don. I don't know what's happened to Don up there, but I can tell you that the fire is simply raging out there. For a few moments, we thought that we would not be able to get this through because the Japanese bombers had paid a visit to the transmitting station of RCA, through whose transmitters we are putting this broadcast. The operator out there at the transmitting station at first was afraid that the bombs were going to hit the buildings, but apparently they missed, and we were able to give you this broadcast right in the midst of the first and terrific bombing of Manila. We hope this is coming through. We don't know exactly what's happening on the outside, but we do hope that the transmitter is still on the air. If it is, you are getting a first-hand report on the bombing of Manila, which occurred at exactly 3:09. At 3:09, without warning.
Time. I don't believe you can hear the air raid sirens now because they've quieted down. But at the present time, we're standing here on the right bank of the Pasig River. The Pasig River divides Manila exactly in half. On one side is the rich business district. On the other side is the residential district where most American people live. Directly across and beyond the residential district, it's the point of the Japanese bombers who have been flying over for the past 15 or 20 minutes. There's been a terrific bombing over there. There's been anti-aircraft fire going on for the past 10 or 15 minutes. It's quieted down now, and we do believe that the Japanese planes have left at the present time, and they have also left an enormous fire which is burning somewhere in the vicinity of Fort McKinley and Nichols Field. Fort McKinley is our large army base here, and Nichols Field is our largest air base in the Manila vicinity. There isn't much more we can tell you now because there isn't much more that we can find out at the present time from our point of vantage. But the action is concluded at the present time, and we do believe that the Japanese planes have gone by this time. Until we can tell you more, we'll turn you back to Bert Sylan. All right, I see we've still got the air now, folks, so we're going to move the microphone around to where we can As we said before, in the vicinity of Nichols Field, there is a terrific fire that looks very much as though gasoline dumps are burning over there. It's a bit difficult for us to see at the present time. Vern, have you been able to check anything on that?
Say, Dad, I couldn't resist coming up to see what was going on. As far as we know, it is either Nichols Airfield or McKinley. We haven't been able to check because we haven't been able to get through by telephone to anyone. But from the size of the fire, it certainly does look like some oil dump or oil tanks were hit out in that direction.
Thank you, Bert. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing that we must point out at this time. The seeming accuracy of the Japanese bombing. We didn't expect anything of this found in the Philippines, actually. But it does seem very much as though the Japanese have come over for a specific target. They have hit the target. There has been no bombing of civilians or anything of that kind. The bombing has not been indiscriminate, but it seemingly has been very accurate. Our air defense force was very much on the job because there was a great anti-aircraft fire during the time of the air raid itself. The air raid does now seem to be over. We would like to point out that there was one false alarm a few hours ago here in Manila. Now in Manila, it is exactly, pardon me while I check our time, it is exactly 3:30 in Manila. That would be 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. And our first real air raid in Manila, the first in its history, has just been concluded.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard a recording of a broadcast heard earlier today from Manila. The broadcast was the first eyewitness account of the bombing of American territory by Japan since Japan's attack on the United States. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Those bubbles from the morning wash, four men in a tub, contagious, cyclone, security, and Luigi's. Well, you just put them through the wringer, hang them up to dry, and when they're ironed out, they sound like the quilting party.
In the sky, the bright stars glitter. On the shore, the pale moon shone. And the foam and diamonds. Morning, I was seeing Nellie home. On my arm, a soft hand rested, rested light as ocean cold. And the sun and diamonds will sing for it. I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. My Nellie, I was seeing Nellie home. And the summer diner quilting party, I was seeing Nellie home. It was a summer night, the moon was shining bright, and I was seeing Nellie home, and I was seeing Nellie home, I was seeing Nellie home.
Well, now that we've seen Nellie home from the Aunt Dinah's quilting party, Here's Cy Oliver's tune, and Cy Oliver really let the world in for a lot of happy rhythm when he wrote the song that the four vagabonds beat out now. Yes, indeed.
When it hits you, yes, indeed. When the Spirit moves you, you shout, hallelujah. When it hits you, you holler, yes, indeed. It comes out if it's in you, yes, indeed.
Yes, yes, makes you shout, that it's in you, yes, indeed.
When the chance starts jumping, you shout, let me in there. When it hits you, you holler, yes, indeed. Yes, yes.
Yeah.